Okay.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome everybody to our November 26th Commissioners Court meeting. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum. All the commissioners are here. I want to call the meeting to order and ask that you please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance followed by a word of prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. Commissioner?
Yeah. Good bow your head for this, please. Lord, thank you for the time that we come together, and this is a special time of year that we hopefully everybody will stop and just reflect on all the positive things that are going on today. There's a lot of negative out there, but this is a time that we stop and just say thank you for all the blessings that we received and the positive things that are going on in our country and for our county and our city. Lord, thank you for this time that we can come together and help us to conduct our business in the way you'd want us to. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. They took the seal down and hung it. That's pretty, but. All right, item number four, public comments. Do we have any?
No, sir.
Moving right along. Item number five, announcement and possible discussion of items of public or community interest for which no action will be taken. We've got the lighting of the town. I think it's Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Encourage everybody to come out and join us in that. They say the lights are going to be extra special this year. It's a kind of a neat occasion. Lots of good things going on there at the courthouse on Saturday. What else you got, Commissioner?
Sanderson County Outreach had their community Thanksgiving Feast annual thing. It was their 15th year. I think a lot of people from New Destiny Church. There was up to 140 vehicles all stopping in, getting a drive-through plate. Dee Dee got together some stuff for stuffing, and we did some cakes, and people pulled together and
we did 438 meals that we passed out from our little church in Lewis. So it was a blessing.
People are very grateful, and I enjoyed watching.
That was Saturday, right?
Sunday.
Was it Sunday?
Yes.
Oh.
I came home
early. Oh, I see. All right. Anything else? If not, we'll move on. We're going to go out a little bit out of order today. Item number six, consider approval of claims. It's a holiday, and they want to have that approved so they can rush back over and print out paychecks out. Anybody see anything that caught your eye?
Huh.
I did see one thing. I was going to bring it to everybody's attention. There's a fuel man card in here on the weekly. Or might not be this particular one, but and the bill was $15,000. And I'm like, that's for 1 month?
Yeah, that's low.
That's low?
Yes.
Are we not getting there? I know we talked about going back to where they got the fuel right there. That hadn't happened yet?
No, sir.
Oh, at the precinct?
No, sir.
No. I know we talked about doing it. I don't think the general fund ever got reimbursed for that that facility out there.
Did they get theirs through Lightner?
No. They buy it through a fuel man. It's a car. They just pull up to the station, and it's kind of a
We're not supposed to be, as of July, we're not supposed to be taxed on fuel anymore.
On diesel. And it's just diesel, right?
We ain't never supposed to be taxed on fuel.
You're supposed to let your vendor know, so if they're not using Lightner, they need to probably make sure they're
Are you
not
sure it's gas, too? I thought it was just diesel.
Okay, our fuel man card, we don't get charged tax on that, and we get a big discount on
I didn't hear what you said.
It's for gas and diesel because we use both.
Well, I know that, you know, you can buy off-road diesel, and I questioned that in the past, is why aren't we getting the tax off because we're off-road? But they said, no, if you're going to get the income from the state tax,
right,
you're going to have to pay it. So we always had to pay it. So if they've changed that, I've seen your email. I'm grateful. Hopefully we'll get some of that back. But I thought it was just diesel.
I'll have to find out if we get reimbursed.
It is only diesel.
That'd be a plus.
Anything else on the bills?
I make the motion to pay the bills.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno.
I'll second that.
Second by Commissioner Donovan. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it, unanimous, 5-0. I've seen so much good news under number 7, we might as well do that too. $200,000 or $300,000 in revenue certification for precinct 2. That's a good thing.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Commissioner Mars, a second by Commissioner Dominey. Any other questions or concerns?
Thank you, Miss Caroline. Thank you, Miss Margie. Thank y'all.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 5-0. Yeah, well. Item number 10, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve solicitation of appraisal services through small procurement on MITMOD project acquisition.
Thank you,
sir.
Sign yours
and mine.
Thank you.
I'll sign yours if you probably have yours marked.
Okay.
We love you, Don.
Thank you.
Judge, that's what I have to do out on Rocky Creek. The road out there to be able to acquire that property out there.
Get
approval for appraisal.
Two pieces of property?
Two pieces.
So that, you think it that means there'd be two bills, but it's still. So we just going to contact some local appraisers?
Yeah, three or four appraisers and see who comes in with the best bid on it.
That's not commercial property, so when
not
we
yet.
Bought this property that we're sitting on, I remember we had Judge Elliser with RE Appraisals, they appraised it. And then when we got ready to do the Innovation Center, we had to have another appraisal.
So is it?
And it was classified by then as commercial property, and he couldn't do it. But that's not commercial. That's
not
just
commercial. Is this a step you have to do for the grant to get court approval?
Yeah.
if you're going to buy property with government money, they want to make sure you appraised it so you don't pay too much.
If you all have any recommendations on folks, send them to me so I can give them a call.
The appraisers are going to, they're going to know what everything's going for. Sometimes you deal with people who are not into real estate that much, and they're very appreciative that we had it appraised, because they would have took this and appraiser said, but it's all good. They got a fair price.
How many does you need, Ms. Judy?
How many appraisers?
I don't want.
How many bids?
There's just the one page.
Dirty, dirty.
Sorry.
Do you need to attempt at least three? And you need to have a response from two.
All right, you getting that?
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Three times. Yeah. I'll make that motion.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Sweeney. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. It's unanimous, 5-0. Trying to think, there used to be about three in the county. I don't know if there's RE appraisers in Precinct 3. There used to be a fellow named Chad Morgan, was here forever and ever, lived in Precinct 4 in River Oaks subdivision, but I don't think Chad's around anymore. There's some fellows, at least one fellow in Shepherd named Martin. Do you know these guys? I think Martin's still appraising too.
Mark.
What's his name? Bruce Martin?
Oh yes. Oh no, Brian Martin. No, Bruce, it's Bruce.
Bruce
Martin.
Bruce was is Bruce, I ain't seen Bruce lately.
Yeah,
Bruce
he still does it. He lived right there, right past the old extension office, Luke, on the left.
Okay.
He's right there in that curb.
So, just send them a, get in touch with them, ask them to turn in something with a price on what they do. Appraisal.
You give the local bank, say so give it to them.
I'm not sure if there's one in.
No, the local, they'll know.
There used to be a guy named Marsh, Stanton Marsh, in Alaska, but I don't know if Marsh is still there. My history goes back 40 years. So.
Oh, yeah.
Just some names for you to
say Stanton Marsh.
Stanton Marsh, but he may or may not still be there. I was talking to somebody about him the other day, and I didn't know if he was still there. All right, that gives you. All right, number 11, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve memorandum of understanding with Disaster Services Corporation, Society of St. Vincent de Paul for barrel recovery efforts, DR 4798.
It's Ms. Shannon Granato.
Good morning.
She has more information, but they're providing case management for the long-term recovery from Burl and the storms from last year.
Last time I think we did something that involved case management. I want to say DETCOG handled it, but that's been a while back. Now we may have had some since then, but I know at one time DETCOG did. But have y'all been like selected by the state to do that? Or?
Yes, we are working under HHSC and TEDM, federally funded through the federal government. So we are the state vendor for the hurricane.
Y'all are the state's vendor. It's not like you're just the first one that got here and asked us to. Because if we're supposed to be going out for proposals, then we, you know, we want to follow the rules.
No.
But if y'all are the state vendor,
we are.
So where you got an office over here?
So they come in and talk to me briefly and seeing the facilities, and I told them there shouldn't be any problem if they're open using them, but they want an MOU. I think the judge had another idea, so they left the address on there mainly because that's the address we had.
Oh, the address is on the MOU?
Yeah, we can amend it
if we need to. How long, when is this going to start, and how long is it going to last?
It has already been started. We've been doing this since July, and we are scheduled to, final ending is July of next year, but we are in process of asking for an extension for an additional year to continue going. There's been some hiccups, federal shutdowns, things like that have caused us some delays to move as fast as we'd like to. But we also, just in your county alone, we had over 4,000 registrants. So,
really?
4,000?
4,244, to be exact.
In Sensitivity County alone?
Yes.
For the flood.
And I covered 22 counties.
Wow. Yeah, because they were back to back.
Yeah, yeah.
Airplane.
Yeah, I was trying to get them done, Mandy.
So, one more time, how many did you have in Sensitivity County?
4,244.
And that was for both events?
No, that's just for Beryl.
That's just for Beryl.
Wow.
So are you doing for the April floods too?
We do have another team that is, and I believe San Jacinto is part of their counties. It's a totally different team. I cover 22 counties under Beryl personally, and we have another program manager that covers the Durango storms. That's what they're calling it.
Durango storm.
I think it happened about 3 weeks prior to Beryl, something like that. Tornadoes, flood. Yeah,
we call it the
April.
Yeah, because it was like right at the end of April, and it rained halfway through May.
Yes, it's 4781.
Yes.
Wow. We got two spaces over there, don't we?
Yes, sir.
Are you good with the memorandum, Judge?
Yeah, if they're the state vendor,
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
I'll second.
They're going to be doing lots of helping a lot of our constituents getting some
4,244 so far.
So I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, a second by Commissioner Dominey. That says provide. We're going to provide the water and the electricity and all that. I don't know if we're going to provide you a phone. You just say.
My teams are very equipped. They have their own laptops, Wi-Fi.
We do have. That's part of that innovate. That's what's so innovative about the Innovation Center. We got lots of ports to plug in, so you can. Are you over there? If you want to invent a few widgets or something like that, that's the kind of thing that thing was designed for. That's great. Any other comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 5-0.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, the memo says that my employee emergency manager is signing off for the county. What's up with that? Who drew this up?
Oh, okay,
yeah.
She just didn't have your name, I guess.
I would have
been
that for you, sir.
I know how to fix that.
Okay.
There you go. Improvise.
Right, you didn't put your name in there for her.
I'm not that big, no. Just the fish in the pond. Aren't we all?
I guess the clerk will have the original. Y'all get a copy of it, and we, you know, it's not binding until y'all sign off on it.
We will definitely have it signed back to you immediately.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Item number 12. Consideration, discussion, and possible vote to accept $5,000 from Lariat Contractors for temporary patch on Brown Road, FM 1725, and have them completely replaced when the pipeline is completed.
So that's on.
They're gonna redo all of Brown Road when the pipeline.
No, they're just where they
$5,000.
So that's just for transparency. We patched it. It was quicker for us to get to it than them get a contractor out. And we patched it. They reimbursed us.
Anytime for members of the public, the county receives a donation or a gift. It's not really a gift, but it's
they're giving to the county. If y'all wanted to, somebody wanted to donate a 12-gauge riot gun to give to the sheriff for, you know, breaking in crack houses, we have to vote to accept it. Any donations or gifts.
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno.
I'll second.
Second by Commissioner Dami. Forgive me if I cut you off. If you got more to say, go right ahead.
No, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure it was public knowledge.
Somebody whispered in this ear to move things along.
Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Something about cooking and all. Any other comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous 5-0. 13, consideration, discussion, and possible vote. And by all means, send them out a letter or something for the generous donation. Well, they're paying for damage they cause, but sometimes it's people just want to give and, you know.
Not necessarily did they have to. They were supposed to replace it.
Well, I'm going to.
But they'd have had
to. If any reaching out to them is done, I'm going to count on you to take care of that.
Got it.
Gotcha. All right. 13, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve Brazos Transit contract with San Jacinto County. I sent them an email.
Still haven't seen that.
And asked for a report. You guys that's been on the court for a long time probably can remember back in the day when they would send us an annual report. I got no clue who's even using it anymore. It's all we have in the way of mass transit in San Jacinto County. But before
you got back up on that?
Before I believe it was Ike. They were, you know, that's years ago. A lot of people used it because they made a regular trip down to John Seeley Hospital. A lot of our constituents use that. But the hospital got flooded in that storm, and they changed the way they do business. Now that system farms people out to medical facilities all over the county. And I don't even remember the last time I saw one of their buses.
I seen one yesterday.
Now, we have a constituent that drives for them, a lady from down there around Shepherd.
Yes.
Been driving for them.
I saw who was driving that bus yesterday.
Well, you know, Robert Shackle's on that Brazos Transit board.
I saw him come at the stop sign about 3 months ago. I did see him one time. They were easing around there like they were lost or something. But it's a good program. I just don't know if
benefits us.
Yeah, and so we can just renew it another time, or I can.
Who?
You got one constituent who's making wages out of it.
Yeah, making wages. I agree, but.
At least one.
Yeah, that's only one. I see them, but I don't know exactly where they go.
Well, don't y'all remember, though, when they used to give us a report?
Yeah,
I guess they've changed leadership or something.
We held it one year and made them give us a report before we gave them the money. For $3,000, I don't mind making that motion.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno.
I'll second.
Second by Commissioner Morris. So I guess when we sign the agreement and then we get ready to make the check out, bring me the check. I want to see a report and see what we're getting out of this. Unless y'all have a way of doing it. You may see those reports.
I'll talk to that lady myself.
Okay.
Who drives that bus, and I'll visit her.
I'm just curious if people don't know that offer is there too locally.
You have to call and make an appointment, and it's a reasonable fee, but it'd be helpful to have more information. All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 5-0. We pay it by the month. I don't want you to bring me the check every month. 11, 26, 20. 14, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to select administration firm for professional services for the 2024 flood / barrel disaster CDBG GBD D for disaster from proposals that were received during the procurement process. I like to use that procurement process word as much as possible. So if we, when Miss Judy and the county is getting audited, we can say, well, look, here it is right here on that agenda we had. They like to beat us up about procurement for whatever reason. As far as administrative services, we had three highly qualified applicants. One, it seems, rose to the top after review by the scoring committee. And we had Langford Community Management Services scored, that's the, I believe the total of the committee members' scores, 329.50. Coming in a somewhat distant second was Grant Works, 320.77. And in third, KSBR LLC, 320 points.
So by the score, and I make a motion, we go with Langford.
I have a motion by Commissioner Mars.
I'll second that.
Second by Commissioner Dominey. Any questions? The lovely and delightful Miss Langford is here today. I wish you had 12, Judy Langford. You do a great job. Any other comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 5-0. I mean that, and we kind of like it when folks will show up. If I ever had something to fuss about, sometimes we have some of these, and we've had a few of the youngsters, some of your younger employees not show up,
yes,
or want to do it on Zoom. Everything don't have to be in person, but
so do you.
You know the kind of stuff that, because if we got questions, we like to, and you don't ever stutter, you give us the answer, and then we move on.
So do you need that scoring and all that to put in that folder with that, or no?
Yes, sir.
You do need all the
yes, sir. Our copies of it.
Yeah.
You need the file total or everybody's score sheets?
Everybody's score sheets and the file total and a copy of every one of the proposals.
Well, you got yours.
Well, I got the I don't particularly need. I got.
Since we've hired you, can we get you to expound on what we're applying for?
Yes, sir.
While we're waiting to get this stuff up?
The next phase is
October 24 flood, right?
So,
yes.
Listen, that's one.
I know he's got a question.
You're hired, but we haven't negotiated the contract. Now, there's a range in there because one firm, the one that I gave the highest score, and I'll tell you the honest truth, I don't even know them, but they went 6.5, and you and the other firm went maximum 8. Is there any wiggle room on that or not?
Well, it depends on what you decide to do as an application.
Asking. I mean, it shocked me that somebody went for anything other than the max.
So the reason with the max is because we don't know before. It's kind of it's a catch-22 with these proposal processes, because we don't know what you're going to apply for, and as far as the environmental is concerned, that's under our grant administrative services, and if we have to do cultural resource surveys and things like that, some of those things cost $30,000, $40,000 just for the cultural resource survey, not for the environmental as a whole. And so there's these unknowns in the process.
and...
Well, the last one we did, the environmental could have went a lot smoother. I really don't know who is to blame for it taking so long, but you know some of the issues that have popped up.
We're doing, not we did.
It may not have, yeah, we're doing it. It may not have even been engineer or grant administrator. There is a third party involved, and I've been, well, I don't want to say, but like those distances being off on all those projects. And that was tied to the environmental, because you got to do the environmental in those ranges, you know. And someone suggested to me, and I'll share why, it was the third party that might have gummed that up.
Sometimes.
But anyway.
To answer your question about what it is, what's in front of you, and what we would be doing if with a contract negotiation, is that in 2024, y'all had two federal disasters, presidential disasters, rains and then Beryl. That puts San Jacinto County at a very good place in the scoring process that's coming forward from GLO for those funds. There's about $94 million in the state of Texas. There's a lot of people that are eligible, but the county, because you're in both of the disasters, you score higher. So it is absolutely, in my opinion, worth it for the county to submit applications. And they're basically a pre-app to begin with, and then they invite a full application. So the pre-apps, we expect them to start coming, GLO to announce those in January. You will need to have an idea of what you want to apply for. You can apply for up to two projects or two applications. Either one of them is anywhere between $500,000 and $5 million. That's the choice of the county. And then it has a 10% match to it. So it has a significant match. So you may or may not want to go to $5 million because of a 10% match. Even though $10 on 100 is a pretty good deal when you're looking at budgeting. So those would be the choices of the county, and you can apply for two. I know y'all usually like to break it up amongst the precincts. That would be up to y'all. Be nice if it was countywide, but that would be up to y'all if you break it up.
They make it kind of hard, though. How do you do a we don't have a road that would serve all four counties.
Yes, sir.
And primarily, we're trying to get.
But you probably could have two roads to serve two precincts at the same time.
Yeah, Red Road and 59.
Well, we got the tape running. I want to make sure I put on the record for those
roads. I know where he was going to on that.
For those of y'all that are, for those of y'all that might wonder, this is the same proposals that we advertised, and we advertised again because there were some concerns that one didn't go out when it was supposed to, and then there was some criteria issues. So. We bid this thing twice, so we did. I feel like we've turned a somersault trying to do procurement best we could.
You have fully procured these positions.
Very well said.
So you're going to help us get the pre-application, and then that's going to be no fee, right?
That's no fee.
And then if we get invited, you with the whoever engineer we pick will help us present a better application.
Yes, sir. But you do need to be thinking now over the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays, because when they do the pre-app, it doesn't have to be super specific, but you do have to say what you want to apply for generally, whether it's drainage, whether it's streets, whatever it is. And then you do have to put a number in it as far as I want to apply for two projects at $5 million.
So what are the qualifications supposed to be? Did it fail to perform during October floods or Beryl? Or?
Yes, sir. It has to have a tie back to the disaster.
Okay. So the county had significant damage during the hurricane. And had we been able to just sit back and let the rain run in the jail, we could have probably applied and got relief for that. But we
have already done it, and that's not something we can get.
We cannot help be reimbursed on. For, no, yeah. sir. Yeah. But you, my understanding is that you do still have continued issues with some of the other. No, not any of the other buildings, other than the courthouse.
Look, did you get any water in the basement during the floods?
I don't remember. I don't think so. I would have to ask maintenance because I honestly don't remember.
Well, and it's not something you
I
have
thought
to
it was seeping in, just like, but not near as bad, I think, but just, maybe not.
Just want you guys to start.
We'll look into that.
So, what would score? What projects, in your opinion, would score the best? Drainage and road improvements, or do you have any?
That does not affect the score whatsoever.
What does affect the score?
Whether you were affected by both of the presidential disasters.
Can we
low to moderate income is still part of the deal.
So that's us.
That's us.
Yeah, absolutely.
So can we use the monies that we recovered with as an example of how bad we were tore up?
Yes, sir, you can.
Because we have all the documents in the world for FEMA, and there's no telling. I mean, it's probably $2 million that it cost us.
At least.
Absolutely. Any of your FEMA documentation
yes,
proves up your case for your project for GLR.
Right. Yeah, we got hit in this flood. I'd say we almost had as much water as we had in Harvey, but we had it.
I guarantee you it was worse than Harvey for me.
And in Precinct 4, that's an area that not typically hit that hard, but it was. They got hammered up there.
That's where the buckets of the water fell, correct? Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Well, it blew out 10-foot covers. And
I saw 100-foot wide.
Sir?
They took 100-foot wide on some of the covers you had.
Yeah.
10-foot mark out of there.
But in that case, if you replace them with FEMA, and I know
I'm not saying fix those. I'm saying to help us score higher in the application process.
I'm in a meeting.
It's actually just proving it.
Yeah.
But it's very helpful to prove it.
We're good. We've got that.
Yeah, that's not something you have to decide today.
No.
Just want you thinking about it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
I have copies. I have all the stuff that I need copies of it. Could I
give it to you? That'd be where I'm going.
What is it?
Yes.
Oh, this is fixed? Yeah. If it's not any faster than what we got tonight, we'll be.
Fred. That might happen after we're gone.
Yeah, no kidding.
Since we've been waiting on this other one.
I guess you need that.
Let's get your name.
Me too.
That
other one was from 2019.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's
right.
Fritz will be here, I remember it. He'll be a Mr. Dieter in the audience. Fritz will.
What are you talking about?
I said you'll be like Mr. Dieter in the audience.
Oh, yeah.
Time.
No. No. I'll be hopefully pinning cows or something. You know. Yeah, I'm just kidding. Well, we're fixing to do the one for the engineers. You probably made them copies too, since that falls under administrating and you. Item number 15, consideration, discussion, possible vote, select engineering firm for professional services for the 2024 flood/borough/disaster CDGB or DG. It's DG, I think. D, disaster from proposals that were received during the procurement process. And we had six responses from firms all over the state. We had LJA with a total score of 391, SPI Schomburg and Polk 368, Blyle Engineering 367, Meta Engineering 343,
McManus and Payne, 334.
He's
going back to nature.
I'm sorry, what?
I did. Doucette, 358. They were right there in the, well, they were the fourth.
Yeah.
That wasn't intentional. I just went right past it.
Who the meta engineer? Have you ever heard of the meta? I don't know who he was. I looked up one of them as Payne. Well, that's a good idea. I've run out of things to say, but
it's all on the screen.
Yes, sir.
Motion to
accept
LJA
as our name.
LJA was a high score?
Yes, sir. They had a score. Let me read them out again. LJA 3.
Oh, I just wasn't writing them down. I figured the committee had a recommendation.
LGA.
Huh?
LJA.
J-A.
Is that who you say? Is that a motion?
Yes.
Yeah, I have a motion by Commissioner Sweeney to.
Second, I'll second that.
A second by Commissioner Natuno, LJA 391. Motion and a second. Any comments? Any concerns? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you.
The ayes have it, unanimous, 5-0.
Ms. Langford, I cut that once again. Huh?
You got copies of whatever it is she needs, right?
Yes, that's why I told her
okay.
I had copies
okay.
of all of it.
Okay. I got copies of all these books. If you need them, I don't. You'd rather have them electronic anyway. All right.
I
kind of like to have those anyway, but if you need them, you're more than welcome. All right. Item number 16, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve agreement with private landowner, CLW. That stands for Coleman, Lowe,
yep.
Weinheimer.
That's right.
Those of y'all that might not know. To store and stockpile road material at 10,001 FM 2025 for use on local repairs on Oak Forest Subdivision.
I gave a letter to y'all. I gave one down from the company.
And you, okay. Commissioner's got a. Written authorization from CLW Inc. that gives permission for San Jacinto County to store material and equipment on their property while working on the road. CLW will not be liable for material, equipment, or persons.
Luke,
signed by the Rosemary Weinheimer, who's the CEO, I'm pretty sure.
Mr. Sweeney, I'm just telling you that I could send you two or three dump trucks. Well, you wouldn't have to do that. Because you ain't never been in this situation.
Well, that's why we got this.
People going to raise sand. When I tell you they're going to raise sand, they're going to raise sand. I'm just forewarning you.
Have you looked at the agreement?
Stop.
No. I have the agreement in my hand. It's two lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I read it.
No offense, but I probably looked at way more of them than you have.
That's fair, Judge.
It covers all the bases. It is not one of them 40-page agreements. It just basically states in writing that he has permission. And that's what's so important. Isn't that right? I mean,
that's the.
We don't have a rogue DA, but
I've seen.
Oh, God.
Well, you know, it's, this is completely innocent. He's coming above the board. They're just doing him a favor because he can stockpile that material a few hundred yards from where he's going to lay it down. As opposed, he's going to save money by hauling it that short distance. I think it's a very good idea to they got a 10-foot fence. It ain't like somebody can go up there and be stealing material at night. Not a 10-foot, about a 8-foot.
How many stockpile
material? If I don't ever have to get involved,
since we have approved it by the court and we have written permission by the landowner, you don't have any heartburn over this, huh?
No, sir. I'll try to stay out of all the fines. Yes, sir.
I have a motion by Commissioner Dominey, a second by Commissioner Sweeney. Any other questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 5-0. When are you going to start working on it? Like right after next week? Yeah. Good deal.
Yep, hopefully. Now we'll have some more.
Good deal. Item number 17, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve the agreement between West Publishing Corporation / Thompson Reuters and San Jacinto County Criminal District Attorney.
Yes, sir. So this is our Westlaw system that we use for legal research. Whenever any of you find individuals call me and say, hey, Todd, I was wondering what's going on, this is generally the system that I use to research it. So do my ADAs and my paralegal. So this was taken the place of, in 2025 of like the books that are in the legal library, right?
Wow. Do what now? What'd you just say?
It's taking the place of books in the legal library.
No, I know. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So is there a terminal for the public to use? Because every time a lawsuit's filed, lawyers are paying into that law library fund, but we ain't bought a book in 10 years. But.
Judge, I will happily get out of the law library business. I am fine with not being involved in it in the slightest.
No, I was trying to make a point. It's my understanding that there is a terminal in there.
Yes, sir. And that's my understanding as well. Yes, sir.
So you got three uses, quantity.
It's four users. So that'll be myself, Tommy Tensley, my paralegal, my two ADAs.
So, this is not what they use in the law library too? So, wouldn't you have to have a fourth one?
That's on a separate account. It's not through that. So this is a contract with the DA's office. Yes, sir. This is specifically just for that.
So, and you're going to pay for this out of yours?
Yes, sir. It's a budgeted item.
Not the law library.
No, sir. So, and I do want to make clear. So. What we're currently paying is $1,601 a month. It is going up a little bit. It's a 36-month contract.
This is $1,642, so it went up $41.
And there's a 6% increase year to year over the next 36 months.
That's everywhere.
Somebody pointed out many moons ago, because it was kind of all merged together, and the law library fund was kind of funding all that, but you clearly have a separate deal.
Yes, sir. This is completely unhooked with this. Yeah. It's just what happened. Yeah.
Is there a separate contract with them for the county law library?
That's my understanding.
Oh, is
it? My understanding.
So is there? Miss Margie? Because I don't know.
If it's not, I'm just saying we should put one in there and have five instead of four.
I'm perfectly fine with that. Commissioner, the less I have to do in the law library, I'm fine. There is, you know, and to be perfectly honest, I've never been super comfortable with being the one in charge of the law library. That's supposed to be available for defense and public. I don't think the prosecution should be the gatekeeper for those people.
Yeah.
It looks kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
So
Fox and Hill House.
It's just been one of those things that's always been.
There have been a lot of wise heads sitting in your chair before, and that's the way they always done it. So
I understand. I mean,
who else is going to do it? I mean,
that's usually how things wind up in my corner, Judge, but, you know.
And you've been around long enough that we all got some things that were not. There's some things I didn't have to be responsible for. But
sure.
Are you able to manage it?
Is that something you want, Judge?
No, not really.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if we...
I'm just saying, as long as they pay to drop the money out of the law library, it's five accounts instead of the four.
If there's an easier way to do that, that's fine with me. I don't mind.
They have their own...
But it's not this particular...
No, it's not. It comes out of the law library.
Yeah, I don't think the law requires...
The same...
Account?
No, yeah, like company doing it.
I believe so. Yes, the term on women through Westland.
It is the same, but it's two separate accounts because it's the law library's account and that's his account.
I get it, but we're buying all the copy machines for the county and everybody's getting one, so it's just, to me, it's just redundant to have five or six accounts for the same thing.
If you do want my opinion on this, Commissioner, I would say that probably the package that I use for Westlaw would be overkill for that perspective, from that perspective, because it does drafting forms, those kind of things.
Yeah. So, he's right about that. They just need, we have basics. To provide access to look up the law and stuff, basics. Not right. All the software to draw up,
so it needs
motions to discover, sure. And everything else you draw up.
Sure.
Right.
So yeah,
that's
I mean,
a good point.
If I was going to say it, I mean, this breaks down to about $410 a user, right? I think that there's probably other resources out there like Case Search or some of those other stuff, other sources that are running about $175 a month, which would be appropriate for that system.
But I also think they have a LexisNexis.
LexisNexis does exist too, but it's going to be also pretty expensive too, and it's got all the widgets like drafting documents and
you don't have
stuff.
Both, right? We've used Lexis before, but now we're using
I only one. Use I think it's overkill to have two different ones, Judge.
Yeah,
so
I do
and the reason we're doing this is because the platform that they're, you know, it's like they always do. We're getting rid of this platform, so you gotta buy onto this one. So planned obsolescence, right? They're phasing out the platform I currently use.
Yes, sir.
Because everybody's going AI now. Right. That's how that's the direction of the industry.
All right, I'll make that motion to approve.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno.
I'll second.
I have a second by Commissioner Dominey. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous 5-0.
Everyone have a fantastic Thanksgiving. Okay.
You got anything on that? All right.
Try not to have any nails.
Oh, that's Christmas stuff that only turn out.
Mr. Dillon.
Yes, sir.
How much
this,
over?
This, there, it says sign. Authorized? Do you want me to sign it, or you want to sign it?
Judge, since I'm the authorized party on there, I think it probably caused less heartburn. I just wanted to make sure the commissioner's court and therefore the public knew what I was doing. Just you know.
Better safe than
sorry. Okay, whatever you want to do.
Sure.
We budgeted. We better
find out of court already. Okay. All right, moving right along. Thank you so much, Mr. Item number 18, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve the addition of local funds to cover construction overages for the GLO CDBG DR 2019 grant 24067040E228 San Jacinto County Lee Turner Road Improvement Project.
And that's coming out of the general fund, right?
Yeah. That's the money you budgeted.
Man.
That's the money you budgeted, right?
Wasn't I budgeted. Yeah. Marty made a line for it for this budget, so it's there sitting and waiting.
You know, I was going to give you kudos long ago on the one where you accepted the donation. You said 4 Precinct 3 in your application, but it didn't get on the agenda for 4 Precinct 3. But you didn't do that on this one.
Well, I didn't put this one on it. They put it on for me, but I'm glad to do it.
Inquiring minds would like to know how much money of local funds are we talking about?
I believe it's $178,000 coming out of Precinct 3, but we made a line, so it's figured in the budget.
$178,000 of of your road and bridge funds to help finish this road and bridge project because it went over. No fault of yours. Costs just keep going out. Y'all went out for bid, and in order to do what was bid, you got to come up with
$178,000. It's been in the works since 2019, so.
Oh, I know. I'm just letting the public know what we're doing here.
Passing things are way higher.
$178,973.61.
$67. Donnie, I was close.
How'd they come with 67 cents? Oh, my Lord.
So, where are we? How, where are we at?
He's changing out culverts right now.
Good.
Getting ditches ready.
I think in the past, I don't know whether it was you or we had to move like mailboxes and stuff, or is that another project?
Well, I did. Me and my husband on our time off. Moving mailboxes because it's a drainage. Grant, so I figured we needed all 100 mailboxes out of the ditch
so we could clean the ditch. So, whenever y'all are ready.
I'll make a motion.
All right, I have a motion by Commissioner Dominey. Second by Commissioner Sweeney. Any questions? All in favor? Say aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Unanimous. 5-0. Miss Langford, your name's on this. Is anything you wanted to interject?
On the
leaf
hanger.
No, I appreciate that. This was what we needed to do to be able to move forward with the GLO. They require.
We said everything we needed to say, and we're good to go.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Item number 19, consideration, discussion, possible vote to extend time over 240 hours forward. Ms. Davis.
You understand? Did it come back up now? It's over. There you go again. I knew that month was coming.
Okay, extend time over 240. You want to get up and talk about that? Because the public don't know what that means. And so I don't know exactly what kind of hours you're talking about. I assume I have.
Vacation, I gave y'all a chart.
You gave us a chart?
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I have it. Mr. Dieter ain't got one, but anyway.
As y'all know, since I've been before the court, people brought me before the court this year for doing my job. I was short a couple of employees, and so we replaced those, but my employees that were there had to train those employees. So I have a couple that's when Rosie's going to go 84 minutes over her 240. Diane actually is below hers because her father-in-law passed away, and they had to go to Florida, and she didn't use her bereavement time. She used her personal vacation time to bring her time down. And so
how many vacation hours do you get in a year?
I'm sorry?
How many vacation hours do you get in a year?
Depends on how long you've been here.
I have three that get 4 weeks vacation a year.
All right.
Because I have one that's been there 35 years, one 28 years, and one 17 years or 18 years.
So the minimum is 18 years, and they've been accumulating hours, and they try to use it as they can, but since you had two that were left or you got short, one of them went to one of the commissioner's offices, I think.
Yeah, for more money. Yay!
And anyway, you don't want them to have to lose their hours because...
I don't want them to have to lose their time because they are very... time worthy, and I myself have had 3 days off this year, so we've all sacrificed to run that office and keep it running. So I appreciate my employees, and I don't want them to lose a minute over what
Well, are you caught back up far as employees if you fill those vacancies?
Yes, we have one more that's in training.
And you're going to encourage them to take some time off in the forthcoming year and try to get this down?
Yeah, I'll probably have some retiring, so this probably won't happen a lot in the future, but one of them has to do some medical leave, so she'll use most of hers, and the other two will be trying to use theirs. It's just hard when you get 4 weeks a year and then you already have time. It's a continuing battle, but we try to use it.
So can I ask a question about, you prorated this to the end of the year when we cut back to 240.
Right.
Because what the lead bank that I have, they're all right there. And Lisa Jordan, you said, I shouldn't put any names out there, but one employee that she's going to use some of hers, right?
Before the end of the year.
I thought that's what you said. I was trying to listen.
No, they can't use it before the end of the year. We're in the middle of tax season. There's no way.
Well, I thought you said she was going to have some medical, something. I thought that's what I heard. Did I not hear that?
Yes, it's happening in February.
She'll be using it next year. No, we don't take off during tax time. I don't, they don't, nobody does, unless it's an emergency. I need all hands on deck.
These employees that you said are retiring, when are they retiring?
Oh, I don't know. They're up for retirement, so one day they're going to retire. I don't know. They haven't turned anything in.
They don't take off during tax.
Nobody's turned anything in.
Something about taking off when we're trying to get the park down.
What's our policy?
No, it's good. It's all good.
I'll make a motion to pass that.
To pass it?
When you say pass it, you mean to approve.
To approve it.
Pass it means we're kicking the can down.
No, we're not kicking.
So what does our policy read? What do we?
Our policy does not read that. And if we change it for one, we need to does the policy need it's to change to do it for one office?
You got the sheriff's department right there. You better be thinking about.
I thought the policy was that I had to come before court if I needed to extend the time. I thought that's what your office told me.
Yes, it is. And that's what I'm asking you.
You better think about the sheriff's department.
Just doing it for one office. That's what I'm asking.
You better think about it.
Well, if some other office had more time,
I'm just asking the question to be clear on my part.
Okay.
So the reason that we issued that 240 is the cap is to alleviate the county's responsibility for somebody just banking up a bunch of vacation time and then
quitting.
They quit and then you have to pay them out and you don't budget for that money. You never budget for that money. So that's the reason we've done it. And 240 hours to carry forward is quite a bit. I mean, I realize they're losing.
You're carrying 240 over. All I'm asking is for the overage.
For those that have been there for 30 years, that's about 1 year plus a good part of the next year. You get 160 hours a year, don't you?
All of these employees get 160 vacation.
Yeah. So they hadn't been able to use this year, and they had some left over, which was okay from last year.
I just feel like they've been here a long time, and they deserve to get paid for it.
If she hadn't lost two employees right in the middle of all this, they wouldn't be in this predicament. So this item is on here to do this for this department. It's an exception. We're not changing the whole policy.
What is your cap that you're wanting it raised to?
I'm sorry?
What is your cap that you're wanting it raised to?
I don't want it raised. I just want this extended, like the policy says, and then use it before June of next year.
Before June.
All right, we're going to, can we get the motion reworded to say motion to extend the cutoff date for these hours to fall off till June 1st of next year?
I make a motion to extend it till June 1st of next year.
That's what you're wanting us to do, right?
Yes, sir. Let me read the letter. I have three employees that will have over 240 hours at the end of the year. I am asking the court to extend that time forward and allow time for these employees to use this overage before June 30th of 2026.
But not
June 30th, I'm sorry.
That's what the policy says.
I have a motion to that effect by Commissioner Donovan. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
I have a second by Commissioner Sweeney. So June 30th comes here and they hadn't burnt these hours, they're going to lose them.
Right. Down to what, to 240? Is that what you're saying?
Down to 240.
Back down to 240. So anything they accumulate from now to then, at June the 31st, they're only going to have 240 sitting there? So we'll be back in the same boat because they're only 6.15
ever
paid for.
Before June 30th. I guarantee y'all.
I just think
that my office is going to run efficiently and we're going to be there to wait on the public. And we will get that time down and they will not have over 240 next December.
This has never happened.
Because you're losing
that I know of.
Going probably
we've fought it over and over.
They're going to lose their vacation. They won't have their vacation.
Them gals have been there for a long time.
Miss Rosie.
And she lost two employees. One of them.
No, I'm just saying maybe she might retire.
So how many people lose time every year? How many? I mean, every department?
I don't blame you.
Yeah, some portion of it. Well, so it's just cutting it back to 240. And I just think if we open that can of worms, and I'm going to be the bad guy here, if we open that can of worms, the sheriff department going to be over here next week doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. It'll be 35 years before they got somebody with 35.
No, people over there right now has got 500 hours.
Yes,
it's not the same when you've been there 35 years and it's the first time this has come up.
And tax time is, they have to be there. There was no other option.
I'm just telling you, the sheriff's department, they're going to chew us up.
And we've been promised, we've added and added and added, and that's all going to fix it. If we add more employees, it's supposed to fix it, and it ought to start. I don't know if it's fixing itself or not, but it's that's what
we're. The only one you're really extending is Leisha Jordan's, and she's going out for some surgery next year, and she will use probably 4 to 6 weeks.
I have no doubt that you will. I have a motion and a second. Any more comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'm going to say aye.
Where are you at, Mr. Moore?
I vote aye.
Huh?
I vote.
All right, the ayes have it. It passes 4-1. Commissioner Natuno is the one. Thank you so much. Number 20, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve participating entity services agreement for the Savins grant between San Jacinto County and SylogistGov, Inc. This is for the statewide automated victim notification services, aka Savins program. We've had this for, 20 years.
I'm sorry to say something, but I don't want you to be pissing in the chair. We find out
that
you're
so what you're proving is that last little page of that last contract. Exhibit
B. And this is for the. Don't we get state funds for this?
Yes, this is a grant. Yeah, but in order to get the funds, they have to bill us, and that's what we use.
Yeah. So this is. It's not a. This doesn't cost the county nothing. Thank you so much. I have a motion by Commissioner Sweeney. Second by Commissioner Dominey. Any comments?
No, sir. We're talking past tense.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought y'all had an issue with this. I can't imagine why.
No.
Any other comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, unanimous, 5-0. Look like I this contract's e-signed, isn't it?
But there's the last page.
And then there's another page back here that I guess I could.
It's this right here.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, back for me.
Did you notice, Mr. Ritchie?
I did not, no.
Lord, what was that?
They want name and title on that little video.
Yeah.
Huh?
So about them?
Thank you. All right, next.
I didn't know that.
Did you vote?
Yeah, we voted 5-0.
Got it.
Ayes have it, 5-0. Number 21, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve the proclamation for Harm J. Ritchie Day.
Here.
Did you know him, Fritz?
I remember when Miss Ritchie ran the jail. I think that he lived down there at the jail. I think that was. Yeah. I mean, I don't. I probably did. I know who he was.
Okay.
I don't know. He might have been killed before I was born.
That's right. I didn't know if you knew him. I didn't.
I know his.
That's
I believe it was his wife, Miss Ritchie, ran the jail, and she lived in the jail, in the old jail down there.
Now what?
And
what?
His,
what year did you think she retired from jail over there? Seriously.
I remember my daddy pulling up to that jail, and he'd make somebody's bond pull outside. Throw the bond up through the bars, they'd catch it, sign it, and throw it back down. It was a little looser.
I remember when the inmate did it.
Yeah, the inmates ran the jail.
Yeah. Y'all laughed, they did.
They
absolutely did. There was
Harm J. Ritchie was a deputy. He was trying to stop somebody out in the road on. About where the Mexican joint is, so I'm told, history tells me, and he was run over in the line of duty and killed.
I never knew that.
And we have in the courthouse, we have a area that they put together with pictures of deputies that were killed in the line of duty, and this is an attempt to. Acknowledge Mr. Ritchie.
Did you come that? You find that? Who found that? You?
Dale Everett.
Dale Everett
came up with this.
He would know.
So moved.
Yeah.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno. Do I have a second? Second by Commissioner Domini. When Miss Ritchie lived there, Miss Ruby, she had two boys. Marn Doug and Jughead.
Oh, yeah.
David. You remember Jughead?
I remember Marn Doug.
Yeah. And he, well.
They're bad.
Anyway.
You know, you're my cousins and all them over here.
Yeah.
Him and Doug.
He turned out a little on the bad side.
Never would have thought that.
No.
Never would have thought that.
Any other comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Unanimous 5-0. It's
been a long time since I heard that name, Marn Doug Ritchie. Was that his real name?
Marron Douglas Ritchie. And there was Marn Doug. His daddy was named Marn Doug. He was junior. And there's a boy up here. I think he's still in Point Blank. The third.
Yes, it is.
He's got a brother named Curtis that's a carpenter. Built a house for me. He's a good carpenter.
I met one of them. I remember that.
Lives in Governor's Point, I believe.
Who are we talking about?
Marn Doug.
Curtis Ritchie.
Oh, yeah. Well, I actually lives on Palmetto.
Palmetto.
Last time I think I saw him was in that Governor's Point.
The Palmer House.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Anyways, I just curiosity.
Item number 22, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to review and approve the renewal of the Granicus contract.
I'm going to sign this.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me back up.
You got to read
it. Yeah.
Better read that.
Proclamation of St. Cenis County declaring Hiram Harm J. Ritchie Day, 1955. Whereas Deputy Hiram Harm J. Ritchie was a duly respected and honored and dedicated law enforcement officer who gave of his time in the service of St. Cenis County. Whereas Deputy Hiram Harm J. Ritchie was a veteran and law enforcement officer in San Cenis County, where he served for years. Whereas Deputy Hiram Harm J. Ritchie also served as Justice of the Peace Precinct 4 and as jailer along with his wife Ruby. That's what I said. I hadn't read this. Who cooked and helped manage the San Cenis County Jail. And whereas Deputy Hiram Harm J. Ritchie gave selfishly of himself with all his heart and soul, serving the citizens of San Cenis County, protecting lives and property. And whereas Deputy Hiram Harm J. Ritchie made the ultimate sacrifice in upholding the oath he took to enforce the laws of the state of Texas and the protection of San Cenis County citizens. And whereas on September 30th, 1955, Deputy Hiram Harm J. Ritchie was attempting a traffic stop on Patrick Street near Highway 156 in Cold Springs, Texas. He was struck by a hit-and-run driver and died 3 hours later in Huntsville, Texas Hospital, and made a sacrifice that will not be forgotten in San Cenis County. And whereas Deputy Hiram Harm J. Ritchie is buried at Laurel Hill Cemetery, and his marker reads, "Enemy of none, loved by all." Therefore, be it proclaimed that I, Fritz Faulkner, San Cenis County Judge, and on behalf of the Commissioner's Court of San Cenis County, do hereby recognize Deputy Hiram Harm J. Ritchie of the San Cenis County Sheriff's Department for his dedication and accomplishments, and proudly proclaim, I guess it'd be today, November 26th, as Deputy Hiram Harm J. Ritchie Day. So it says here him and his wife Ruby, she was the cook. That back when the jail staff was only two people, Chief, you hear that?
We spent a lot of time.
I remember there wasn't nobody in there but the inmates.
Miss Jolly,
that's right.
Nice.
I used to go pick my uncle up, I know, as a kid. You know what? Nobody. They let their own self out.
Okay. Now we'll go to 22. Consideration, discussion, possible vote to review and approve the renewal of the Granicus contract.
Judge, I just want to introduce everybody to Megan. She's a fairly new employee of mine. She handles your hotel tax and everything, so she's going to present this to you.
Granicus is what the county uses to collect hotel tax. We have for a few years from what I understand. There is no increase to the price for renewal. We actually were able to decrease it by around $2,000.
You got to read the fine terms, and we don't need that, and we don't need this, and good job. So we found a way to get what we needed for $2,000 less?
Yes, she was a good haggler.
Good, I like that. So we just want to renew it at a reduced rate of $2,000 less. That ought to be one somebody jump on the motion.
Just for the public, you're paying it out of the hotel motel tax,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
You make that motion.
Good. Have a motion by Commissioner Sweeney.
Second
by Commissioner Notuno.
Way to go, Megan.
Good job. Any more comments or concerns or questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. 5-0.
I guess Charlie's going to have a long shot. I just want to get anything on that long shot.
Probably I don't have any.
It's coming. Here's a. She'll have this and we'll have to get it sent. Y'all can send it to whoever and get it signed. Thanks. Appreciate that. You saved us $2,000. That's a good job.
Might come out, suck.
23, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve necessary actions regarding matters pertaining to the community park.
So I've got a lot to tell you, but I'll make it as quick as possible. Last week, the judge brought in a skid steer. Isn't that what you had, a skid steer?
A skid steer.
Yes, and scraped the land. Commissioner Mars brought in dirt, and you also had another donation of dirt.
Brad Street with Street Brothers Construction donated some dirt to the. I paid him for one load out of my pocket, and then he donated. He brought me another one right after that. He said, "I'm donating this load," and I think before, and this wasn't no big planned out thing. I just said, "Well, I'm gonna go over and get something rolling," because I want to be able to say we've gotten some progress. And before I think the first load I got spread, Commissioner Mars covered me up with
some
five
dirt.
More loads, and
we were able to dig him out. But
and then next thing I know, I hear we also got the pad built and we cleared out the area for the. Am I
yeah.
talking when the
Commissioner Martin Natino came in with his maintainer
yeah.
and scraped some of the land where the new toy is going to go. I talked to a plumbing company. They're interested in donating the part on the plumbing. I sent them the plans. They're getting back with me. Concrete is going to be coming in from Lambert's Concrete.
Lambert, yeah.
And we have a schedule already put together to start that process.
Yes.
So last week, or week before last, the company that Commissioner has been working with, what is their name?
It's the Woodlands Ranch, but also Lake Livingston Ranch. So Josie Alexander is the daughter of the developer. They had mentioned that they wanted to pitch in on some stuff around our community to be good stewards.
So I got with them. They want to help with the
what?
Trees and the landscaping. So yesterday they had a guy named Jordan call me. He had designed the Memorial Park in Houston. And he wanted to come out here and design.
He's from Virginia, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Because
originally from here.
I forwarded his number to one of y'all because he was wanting to talk to you. Well, Commissioner Natino, that's good.
So he wants to come out and help design our park. I did say, hey, wait, we're just a little bitty park, but he loves what we're doing as far as making it a memorial park. And from my understanding, Commissioner Dominey's people are going to donate the trees and everything that go with it.
They're very green. They want everything.
Yes.
They're environmental.
Yeah, well, we told them no pine trees.
Yeah, we told them no pine trees.
Well,
we got plenty of those.
They're doing lots with longleaf pine, but longleaf pine, if they planted, my grandchildren might be. They slow growers,
yeah,
really
slow.
Them cows.
Beautiful trees and wonderful timber, but yeah.
Them cows don't like eating it. I just ain't figured that out yet.
Well, we had talked about the fair, and they said that they were disappointed they missed. They would like to have pitched in for community stuff, and I mentioned the park.
Before I forget, I knocked over the dirt. Thank goodness, and Mr. Bailey helped me knock over some of the dirt. And then Commissioner Morris sent Greg Schrader, his ace equipment operator, and when I was knocking it, the dirt looked like this, you know. But if you go by there, and now it's as slick as this table. And we were operating the same machine, and it's my machine. And He knows how to operate it, I promise you. He did a good job.
He did a great job.
Abe sent a fellow over there with a gizmo that he, every time he set it down, it beeped.
Went, ding,
a level. I didn't even know what it was.
Laser.
But,
so then
laser
they also
level.
Came back out and picked up the extra debris from scraping the land, too.
So. We had a really good day out there.
Yeah,
so,
really good
hey,
day.
I appreciate all you. Thank you for donating, Mark. Thank you for donating.
Thank you, Donnie. In the motion, we need to make sure we accept. The motion needs to include the dirt that was donated by Street Brothers and anything else that got donated. So,
so while we're talking, we hauled the extra material that we used on the parking lot out of my stock in the yard. We hauled it. Bailey's hauled it. Sky Spivey hauled it. And one of my employees said, y'all are donating this, I'm donating my time too, so.
Wow.
A lot of people helping, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
People are coming out of the woodwork.
So they are, man. That's what our community, that's the greatest thing about living in this community.
Yes.
Everybody helps everybody.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
Making that 150 go forward.
That's why I live in the community I live.
So that's all I have. I just wanted to update everybody on the progress.
We have a bunch of people in here that sometimes are a little hard to deal with, Mr. Dieter, but we all get along.
Mr. Dieter, don't take it.
And when they
your name as much as
they can. When we put the when the parking lot in, Precinct 1 sent over a roller that kind of helped pack that stuff in.
And we still have to do more on it. I know I keep wanting to say your first name. So
it's okay.
Commissioner Domini is going to donate the oil, and then Commissioner Morris is going to flatten it out. So it's still got some more work to do, but we've got like 100 wheels going at one time. So
just for general information, while he had that beep, beep, beep laser thing, we had him ease over there and get on top of that manhole where the sewer's got to go to, and it's 5'11". We got plenty of drops.
Wow.
It ought to be able
to
gravity flow.
It goes downhill, not a mountain, though.
Yeah, as opposed to a pressure system. Anyway.
That's it.
So, can we get a motion to accept the generous the donations that we've talked about earlier? So,
I make a motion to accept the donations of the dirt and the labor.
I have a motion by Commissioner Domini.
Second
by Commissioner Natuno to accept all those donations we spoke of. Any other questions? All in favor,
aye.
Say aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimous, 5-0. Item number 24, consideration, discussion, possible vote, approve necessary actions for purchases under the Operation Lone Star Grant. Chief, have you done anything that you need to get approved or?
No, we're good.
All right.
I'm going to save everything until next time.
Okie dokie.
Hey, y'all need some food.
I did it myself. My gal was out on a cruise, and me and the other lady, I prepared the agenda, and since she was doing the hard part, putting all the packages together and send them, we filed it a little bit earlier than normal, so it kind of cut off the deadline. But anyway.
So the sheriff's department needs a little kudos. They passed out turkeys.
Sure did.
They called, the captain called me and said, hey, I need some names because we don't know, you know, like y'all know them. So we appreciate y'all doing that.
Absolutely. I know I did.
Yeah. Our constituents appreciate you doing that.
Since you brought that up, can I bring up something else?
Sure.
There was two ladies, elderly ladies that live in a house. I want to say it was on North 945.
946. The one the porch was made.
Yes. We are going to go back over there.
You're going to go back over
and take care of that for them.
Yeah.
What do you need?
3/4 inch plywood.
Okay, how many you need?
You want plywood?
paint?
Yeah, we can paint it.
Okay.
What do you need?
2 sheets.
Donated. Just let me know.
All right. Other than that, I think we have everything else. That was the only thing we were going to have to purchase, but we were going to go back because one of our deputies fell through the floor.
Yeah. Whatever we need, we'll.
Yeah, it was pretty bad off.
I think everybody here would pitch in a little for that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe but Luke wouldn't, but I would.
I think I might even.
You know, the address.
Not my.
Yeah. If you just take that to me, because I left that. I left it with the reserve cash.
Yeah.
That's only what we take off. But I gotta go over there and make sure
that. All right. If there's nothing else here, we're gonna.
And pay the bills.
We paid the bills, so next thing is consider approval of minutes of meetings. Regular meeting October 1st, October 15th, workshop October 22nd, and monthly meeting October 29th.
Make that motion to accept the minutes.
I have a motion by Commissioner Sweeney.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Natuno. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. 5-0. I'm going to go back. Well, all we got now is reports.
You need to sign that?
Not yet.
Yeah.
While I'm signing, I'm going to go back to public comments. Young lady in the red shirt, do you have something you want to say?
Yes, please.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Good morning. Whatever.
Sorry, Mr. Gurdon. Thank you all for your time. I just wanted to mention to y'all, which you may already know, that our illustrious.
Tell everybody who you are for the record.
Hi, I'm Linda Allen here. Thank you very much. I live here in Cold Spring. I'm a professional volunteer.
That's where I'm at.
See, I've never worked harder for. That's pay. anyway, one of the things that you're probably aware of is our illustrious fire department is celebrating 55 years of service to the community.
Wow.
And we're having a gala event on the 5th of this month. And I would like to.
On the what day?
On the 5th. At 6 o'clock.
Where's it going to be?
And it's going to be at the Jones Building here, the old high school. And so. Would love for y'all to come. I do have tickets. The tickets are $55 a person to attend. And Mary Gray is going to be catering the event. And there's going to be speakers that will be attending and some auction items.
One of your constituents.
Yes, yeah, so we would love for y'all to make an appearance. Like I said, and I do have tickets available. And we'll also have them at the Senior Center. I'll ask Charlene. She's very gracious about helping with events to help. With those tickets,
a ticket is sort of a donation.
Yes,
$1 for every year they've been in existence and serving our community.
Yes, sir. That sounds like a good deal to me. And so anyway, so yeah, there are volunteer fire department. Yes, it's a volunteer fire department. Does a lot for the community, not just fight fires, but they do a lot of public events as well. So anyway, I want to tell you about that, and if I may share something with you that I've observed in the community lately, which has come to my attention, is it seems that our homeless population is kind of expanding a little bit and becoming more visual. And so, in case that hadn't been brought to your attention, I just want to kind of let you know, because I live right here in town, and a couple of them have wound up at the Senior Center.
Shepherd same way.
So I just wanted to let you know it's kind of I've kind of started asking questions around the community, and I got to meet Vicki over at CareShare the other day at the event that we had here, the Thanksgiving event, trying to find out what she knew about that. She said she was well aware of it. They give food away once a month. That's all they're allowed to come and get groceries once a month. And so anyway, that's in the last couple of weeks, that's something that has now come to our front door as well. So kind of wanted to, we're a senior center, you know, we've become self-sufficient. If we didn't have that resource shop, I don't think we'd even be around because our debt card funding, like a lot of funding, has been cut tremendously.
Yes.
And so we work hard at that resale shop trying to bring in funds. So anyway.
Well, the debt cog funding, it's not debt cog that's cutting it. They're getting it from the federal government.
Sure.
So they just distribute
it. It trickles down.
Yeah.
It trickles down. And I know and I realize that's all part of the revamping.
I don't know if we, it would never hurt to talk to your representative and see what they can.
Yeah. Well, I know it's a realignment of a lot of different things. And
yes,
it's just
ma'am.
Part of the process. I live long enough, I see how that works. But anyway, just a minute, I would just kind of put that, make you aware of it in case you weren't aware of it. And I don't know what the answer is, but I've been asking a lot of questions, and I know we're a small county, and I know we don't have a lot of social services, and we only have so much money, too, to do what we do.
My husband and I stopped and asked, paid for a motel because it was raining. She don't want to live inside. She likes living in the woods and all that.
They live in a lot of the woods around here. Some of them live on the woods and on the street where I live. But they like the way they live, and even Vicki, because I've had the conversation with her, because I've offered them, she has a list of services that are available for people that want to change their lives, and they go, no, I don't want to do that. Just like the two people that showed up.
She's soaking wet. All her clothes that she owned were all wet.
Yeah,
so
a lot
paid
of
for her laundry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the answer is, but I just want to kind of make you aware of that it's, it's an issue. Usually those issues grow. They don't ever go, get smaller, they get larger. So just want to kind of put that bug in your ear before.
Thank you so much.
Thank y'all.
Item number 9, receive and consider October departmental reports for the treasurer, tax collector, auditor, sheriff, county clerk, district clerk, justice of the peace reports, constable reports, emergency management, fire marshal reports, AgriLife extension, indigent health care, 911, and permitting fire marshal. Fire marshals are on there twice. I need to fix that. Veterans officer and precinct sanitation reports.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, a second by Commissioner Dominey. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 5-0. Ford, are you want to approve the reports, Commissioner?
Yes.
5-0. I think that takes care of everything. I wish everybody here and all our constituents a happy Thanksgiving and be safe. And
yes.
We did. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. The rest of y'all can stay here if you don't want to.
Happy.